fucked him up real bad. Like, he has that face that you just want to, like, pound into a pulp. I'm not in a good way. I'm gonna punch. Ugh.
Not in a good
way. Yes, I do promote...
No one wants to punch someone in a good way. That's not a thing.
You clearly...
I have a friend with a really good, interesting story about that. But I'm here to play D&D.
You clearly are not on recon, sir.
Oh, God.
The app for kinky people?
Yeah, that is a thing that I actually have been on at times.
Really?
Yeah.
And that is for our OnlyFans account. The story best saved for later. Or Patreon? Wait, what's the one that you can do naked stuff on?
OnlyFans is
the
one that
people
are doing for cam stuff,
All right.
I would totally put out our underwear D&D calendar if we thought it was going to sell. I don't know who wants to look at me in my underwear, but if there's a market for it, I guess we'll do it.
Oh, I will love
I mean, you
to
seem
that.
To find enough guys who want to see you without it, so.
Oh, yeah.
Patch, pam, pam.
Then again, I have nothing but your word for that, so you could just be lying.
I can tell a good story.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Legend of Nat 1. Today, we are following up on that beautiful, beautiful surprise our group found themselves after opening the door to the mines. If you remember, during our last adventure, they were traveling through the wastes of Fafsa, and they arrive at Facility 25.
We were using, a dragon radar.
Yes, they were using a Dragon Ball-style radar called the Fafsa Bit. And after arriving at the facility, they decoded the super, super hard, super difficult, super secret password to open the gates, thanks to Randall's magical skills. And after opening the doors, they were face-to-face with a squad of enhanced orcs. All right, guys, are we ready for this?
I believe there were some axe beaks, too.
We're doing a podcast, right?
Yes.
So, this is your DM, Herman. I'm Shane Cherry. I play Silas. We gotta get better at this stuff.
We do.
I play Randall Cunningham.
No, I think this all stays in.
Yeah, we
Well, in that case, I'm Dave, and I'm playing, what is it? Rufus McBarley Chief.
And currently, you're just charging swords ablaze at these...
Yes. Yeah. Last time on The Legend of Nat 1.
I think it's time to roll initiative.
Gato, do you mind giving us another description of the room while we all
roll
up our initiatives?
So as a giant stone sliding doors open, you are faced with a marvelous structure. Directly in front of you is a courtyard about 200 feet wide and 80 feet deep. Behind the courtyard, carved into the side of the mountain, are two sets of 10-foot wide stairs that lead into a landing about 100 feet up from the courtyard. This landing has a rail which limits your visibility behind it. Mm. In the distance, you can see another set of stairs carved deeper into the mountain at the back of this landing that goes up another 100 feet into a landing that you have zero visibility on. The ceiling of this space is about 450 feet above ground level and was carved in the same skillful way that the rest of the staircases and landings have been carved. It is pockmarked with skylights encased in glass globes that magically redistribute natural light to make the entirety of the space feel as if it was outdoors. All around the lateral and back walls of the facility, pipes of polished stone snake their way into the first landing. The staircases are parted in the middle by a thick coil of a glimmery metallic rope. And the group of orcs you spotted earlier are halfway down the staircase to your right, leading down a loaded cart with them. The courtyard itself, like I said before, there is an abandoned cart about the size of a truck, a real-life truck. There is a few other, broken-down vehicles, and there is about... 12 axe beaks, or how we have named them, clock stretches.
We're very quick at counting. Guys, those look like exactly 12 axe beaks.
Clock stretches.
Yes.
And six orcs over there.
unlike the clock triggers you found before, these ones are extremely still. They seem to be in sleep mode or in low energy mode.
Why do we have bored chickens? Okay, let's do this.
Oh, we're already doing this. We established last time. I'm already running at them, well, charging my clockstridge at them, sword drawn, and you know what? Why not? Just yelling, freedom!
And I disagree with your methods, sir, but did you beat a 7 initiative? Because I bet you beat a 7 initiative.
I got an 18!
Then you get to make your choices before I get to make mine.
I'm on my clocks for just wondering, what the heck are we doing right now? Why?
Okay, so we've got, in the back, we've got this Final Fantasy VII-like facility. We've got stairs, two sets of stairs that go up to a second area. And you said we're about 60 feet away from the group of orcs?
You right now are at the door, which is 80 feet away from the from the landing for like the base of the staircase. And they are 50 feet up the staircase. So altogether, you are 130 feet away from them. Because in D&D, there is no like...
Angles, yeah.
It's all straight up. Alright, y'all, let's do initiative. I hear that you have a 7 over here.
Yep, I'm pretty sure I can't do any combat that far away.
Randall?
I have a 12.
And
I rolled 18.
Alright.
Rolled 18?
I rolled 18.
Did you add your dex modifier?
No, I'm saying I rolled 18. It's a total of 21.
Uh-huh. Oh!
Yeah.
Oh my. It's gonna be hard to beat. Maybe not too hard.
It's gonna be hard to beat until this roll.
Hard to beat, but I did.
Nah, I didn't beat it. I was very close though. Very close. Rufus, your turn.
I'm still charging at them. I guess I can close the distance in one turn, right?
Yes.
You can. They go fast.
They go fast, and you can dash, and they will go even faster. So you can pretty much close up most of the distance and end up 10 feet away from them.
So that's what I do, and that's pretty much my whole turn, as I understand
yes.
it.
Yes. And the staircases are very, like I said, they're very wide. They're like 10 feet wide. So they're not difficult terrain because they don't go up as quickly. They're like an incline, mostly.
Right.
So you can go up and down them without having to half your speed. They're meant for speed.
Nice.
Okay. After Rufus is the bad guys. So you are 5 to 10 feet away from 6... bad guys who were not expecting you to be there.
Element of surprise!
In the
surprise! Come kill me!
There's something to be said for we could just close the door and leave.
The other mechanically enhanced orcs that you fought, they all had an attachment on the right hand that was a weapon, or like a melee weapon, or a crossbow. These ones have instead very, very strong mechanical hands that are clearly there to help them maneuver whatever they're loading into this cart. The cart itself is covered by tarp, so you don't see what's inside of it.
Totally just going to choke me, aren't they?
Well, this is not a BDSM podcast, but they will be choking you today. Two of them let go of the cart and charge at you with their bare hands. And they try to grab you by the shoulders, each of them. You can make either an athletics or at the dexterity acrobatics check to avoid being grabbed. They're trying to just straight up grab you with their
metal. Definitely acrobatics, because I have a +5.
And you can tell their hand is giving them a little bit of a edge on it.
So I rolled a 16, that's a total of 21.
Oh my.
You are dexterous.
So
I'm a ranger.
Wow. Even with their mechanical hands, they both fail horribly to grab you. You're such a nimble, nimble little boy.
34-year-old man, but sure.
You're a nimble, nimble, grumpy old man, I guess. Yoga for the elderly. It works. And the remaining four spend their turn undoing their mechanical arms and putting in their crossbow attachments. That's the end of the bad guys. Now it's Randall.
I look over at Silas.
I don't know what the fuck to do, man.
Get on your clock search. Get on your clock search. Get on your clock search. And I grab the reins to help him on his clock search.
Yeah.
And am I in range to firebolt?
Firebolt is 120. You have to move 10 feet up, which is nothing.
Okay, I'll move up 10 feet, firebolt, then come back and grab the reins.
Are you firebolting the ones that are trying to grab your buddy over here? Okay, go for it.
Just don't hit me, please.
Well, I mean, after last episode...
I'm
going to
need all the HP I have.
After last episode, we'll see what happens. I did not start off with the one.
That's good. Promising.
Step up.
Okay, we're level one. This could be a very short podcast.
That would be a 16 to hit.
Oh, yeah, you hit him. They're all wearing studded leather armor that seems to be... The studs are not just like pointy pieces of metal. They are very... Rufus can see this. Rufus.
Rufus T. Barley Sheet.
Rufus can see that their armors are...
Rufus Mac Barley Sheet.
You can see their armors are made mostly of like hides and with little bits of that like polished metal their bodies are enhanced with. Mm-hmm. Wow. Is that a
damage
one that I see?
One.
Alrighty. 1 point of fire damage. That one orc winces.
You lightly caress its cheek with a smoke.
And I come back, I'm like, get on your clocks.
He sees a firefly float by and goes, what's that?
Are we leaving?
No, we're going to go.
Yeah, okay. I know, we have to save him.
You're the healer. Yeah. He's ran over there.
I do jump up onto my clocks. Can it get me to within 60 feet of them?
Yes. If you move up with the cock...
With the clock. Axe bridges.
Beak. I'm trying to use a made-up word, and it's not working for me. They're axe beaks.
You can barely use real words.
Right? I'm very smart in Spanish, I promise. Yeah, if you move up, you're going to be 70 feet away from them. If you just move regular speed.
I'll be 70 feet?
Yeah, because you're at 130 right now.
And
on the
thing is 60 feet, so okay, not going to be doing that this turn.
Do you not have any ranged weapons? Most bows and crossbows could hit.
No, I'm a daggers kind of guy for the range stuff. You know, or my cantrip with its 60-foot range. Yeah, so I think I'm going to get on my clockstridge, and I'm just going to go, Okay, you can do this. You can do this.
You got this.
You are strong enough.
You got this.
Oh, thanks. That's really helpful, bud. Somehow you feel a little bit better with that, because I'm going to give you a bardic inspiration while we're next to each other.
You feel good for helping him.
Yeah, you feel positive reinforcement.
So for the people back at home, that means that now Randall can throw an extra d6 to any attack, saving throw, or skill check that he makes in the next... Minute?
10 minutes.
10 minutes, nice.
And... Gosh, should I save all of my spells for heals? Probably, but I'm not going to. Because as I say, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this, I start to glow with a shimmer of light. It is a heroism spell, giving me temp HP, because I'm about to go get into physical combat with a bunch of people I can't beat.
Alright.
Yeah, but I will activate heroism, which gives me 4 temp HP each round, and I think makes it harder to scare me, but that's less important.
Yeah.
I'm coming to help you. And I almost believe my own hype.
And the orcs that were like putting their attachments on their hands are like looking at you like, the fuck's with this kid? Oh, bad words. Yeah, that was fine.
We'll give it the explicit tab. I'm sure you are going to mention some act of very, very gross sexuality by the end of this campaign.
Oh, by the end of this next 5 minutes, probably. So yeah, the phases in this orcs is that phase a mixture of surprise and like contempt, because they
and
feel
robot. They're half robot.
I mean, their faces are still fully flesh. Only like their shoulders.
No, like gears sticking out of their noses or anything weird like that.
No.
Pendulums hanging from their eyeballs or something.
Wimp.
I don't know, man.
No, they're just.
I don't understand steampunk.
Okay? Chest, shoulders, and arms mostly. Yeah. After that, Rufus, your turn, baby.
I guess I'm just gonna, cause I assume that I can't dual wield, cause I have to have one hand on the mech chicken to, and then swing my sword.
You could
the other one.
Let go of the reins, so just make it harder for you to stay on in case they try to drag you off.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad idea right now. I'm just gonna take my one sword in my main hand and swing that short sword at one of them, whichever one's closest. I guess it
I mean both of
right
two of them are immediately next to you, yeah. And the rest of them are about 15 feet away behind the cart.
So one of the two that's closest. Okay. That's an 18 on the die again.
Yeah, that's 23. That's definitely a hit.
Okay. Total of 9 damage.
Oh my. I'm assuming you're slashing at the one that Randall burnt earlier. And that you hit him in the sweet spot. You get in between his armpit and his ribs, and you just stab real deep, and he drops like a sack of wet potatoes.
Woo! I love me some wet potatoes.
Anything else, Rufus? You can still move. You have a bonus action.
I'm just going to run back towards my comrade.
So there's a mechanic in D&D that if you move away from an enemy who's actively attacking you, you can provoke an attack of opportunity. Meaning
I know, but I have a high dex, so I can dodge it, right?
We're risking it. Someone likes to gamble. I like this one already.
You do only have one dude on you in melee right now, so...
Yeah, but there's worse. About to be like 5 more.
Exactly.
Four more.
Instead of attempting to grab you, he's just smacking you with his mechanical arm.
Oh, they switched to their crossbows, right?
The ones in the back.
Am I moving if they switched to their crossbows? I'm not moving then. I'm going to stay where I am.
Okay.
I was thinking they were coming to like stab me, but they're
Rufus
not.
Rufus turns, his whole axe beak turns around. He goes, and then it just goes, the axe beak head tilted up, thinking, pondering. Turn back,
yeah,
he's something just,
like
ready to go.
Something like
question, Herman.
Never mind.
Question, Herman.
Yes, Randall.
Can his axe beak attack?
They're not battle trained.
Okay.
These are just transport axe beaks.
Okay.
You can, if you find the right HM, you can definitely... you
teach
can put in
strength in rock climbing.
Yeah, you can put... I'm not kidding. If you find the right discs to train it, it can learn new tricks.
Great. I'm going to have to teach
I have to make things. I have to make a collectible item, man. And collect all the discs and make your axe beak a monster.
Yeah, gotta collect them all.
So, is something horrible about to happen to us?
Yes. So, Randall and Silas, the two guys in the top, the four guys in the top, two of them shoot at you. So two for Silas, two for Randall.
Yay.
And they're shooting crossbow balls out of their hand attachments. Randall, what's your armor class?
I had mage armor up, so that's 14. I don't know if I had mage armor up, did I?
If you have mage armor up, you don't have spell slots.
No, it's 12.
They're both going to hit.
Oh, I'm dropping.
Yeah.
Wow.
First one does 2 points of damage to you.
Nice.
Second one does 6 points of damage to you.
And that is 0.
So you're down.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Jesus.
I'm a wizard.
Oh yeah,
even
you're a
for
wizard.
A wizard that's squishy. I guess we're still level 1.
Yeah. Silas, same for you.
AC is 14.
One of them hits you for 6 points of damage.
Yikes, man.
And the one that was in front of you continues to try. Now instead of trying to grab you, he's just trying to punch your skull in, Rufus.
And I lose my spell. Thanks.
Oh, you fail your concentration saving throw?
Yep.
Oh my.
This die is not liking me. I need to figure out which dice are gonna zen with Silas.
I go for the Jolly Rancher color ones.
Dice last week.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be as bad as my dice last week.
Usually this die is my favorite die, but I don't think it's Silas's die. I have to find the right die for the character.
I hate this conversation so much. It's so dumb.
They're not wrong. I have a favorite die. My little orange flavored Jolly Rancher die. It's my favorite
orange
thing in the world.
Flavored?
Yeah, it's an orange Jolly Rancher. Don't judge me, okay?
He obviously sucks on his dice.
I think it gets worse than that. I was being attacked.
Yes.
You are being attacked, and I'm smashing you with the mechanical arm. And Ben, it gets worse than just that.
I believe you.
The rumors abound. You take 3 points of bludgeoning damage. And there's the one that's being melee with you screams back to the four in the back and says, go get the lieutenant. We really need backup here. These people are stronger than we thought.
Really? One of us is down already and we're stronger than they thought?
We thought this were just wanderers. I'm assuming you said that out loud, Silas.
Yes, I guess I did. Incredulously.
And he says, don't listen to them. They're not the wanderers we thought they were going to be. They clearly are some sort of a rebellious force. Go get the lieutenant. And
I'm going to say to them, don't leave. We're just having fun.
one of them in the back starts running up the staircase. But they already all attacked, so he only gets to move 30 feet up the stairs. All right, after the bad guys, we have Randall. Make your death saving throw, baby. Question about Bardic Inspiration. Can he use Bardic Inspiration on death saves?
I think so. It's a save.
Yeah, they don't have to be a weak for it to work.
Own thing.
No, it's still a saving throw.
You don't still need to be concentrating for it to work?
No. Bardic Inspiration's like a passive buff.
Is that a 20?
I thought it was a 1 at first, but it's a 7.
Do you want to...
7 times better than a 1.
You could get to 10, or are you chilling there?
Chilling there for now.
Okay.
Alright, so you're at 1 negative saving throw. Hopefully that doesn't continue to become a... You know, your OM... Well, your MO. MO, yes, MO. After Randall, Silas.
So I am riding my clockstridge forward, shouting, you can do this, Silas, yes! And I throw a dagger, and I'm going to roll with disadvantage, because I have to throw it pretty much 60 feet.
Yes.
My low one is a 15.
Oh, that's a hit.
Oh, neato.
Are you hitting the one that's melee with Rufus, or are you hitting one of the range ones?
Really wanted to take out a crossbow guy, but I don't think I have the range on it.
Yeah, probably not.
So. And that's a 1 on the die, so that's 4 damage. And then I'm gonna rear up my clockstridge and run and bolt the other direction.
Okay.
You got this, right? And the melodic tones of the trembling in my voice restores 8 hit points to Randall.
Nice. Just as a reminder, there are plenty of abandoned vehicles all over the ground, the ground floor. And you can always just run behind one of them and recover.
Yeah, if I have any extra movement after that to, like, just get to the ground, I would love to, like, dive behind there, and then I will reach up, champion, come on, and pull my clockstridge to safety. So
these abandoned vehicles, are they, like, horse carts or, like, automobile cars or what are we talking
the
about?
The biggest one, like I said before, it looks like a giant wagon.
Giant wagon.
Like one of those,
like Tesla's Cybertruck?
Oh god, no.
That thing is hideous beyond
It
hideous.
Looks like someone looked at a DeLorean and said, I can make this worse. So bad. Anyway, continue.
It looks like if Porygon, the Pokemon, became a car. It's just hard edges everywhere. So appealing. The biggest one looks like one of those cargo transportation military trucks. The ones that have like
an
APC.
Sorry? An APC, the ones that transport like troops and cargo
yeah.
through heavily.
It looks just like that, it's a wagon, and the rest of them just look like smaller carts with a smaller like mine carts, about the size of a Mini Cooper. There are 4 of those to your left, and the big one was closer to where the enemy's axe peaks.
Okay, cool.
Do I manage to get behind one or not?
Yeah, you can choose. You want to go back to the big one, or you want to go back by one of the little ones?
I'm assuming I'm real low on movement speed, so whatever's closest.
The little ones are closer to you. Yeah.
Then I am hanging out, like poking my head over a dune buggy.
All right. So, Rufus. Rufus, your turn.
I guess I'm just going to continue to melee attack the one that is still within melee range of me.
Go for it.
Friend Rufus, that's my only dagger.
As a reminder, that one has a dagger.
You want your dagger back.
That one has a dagger coming out of his left hip.
Okay.
And he's bleeding. He's bleeding enough that it's like making his leg tremble a little bit.
Okay. I guess I'm just going to try to stab him in the other hip. So we'll see how that goes.
Make him even.
Yeah. I rolled 20.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Roll me a 20. I'm rolling good tonight.
That's going to be a very dead...
oh, yeah.
Very dead.
Watch him roll. Machine specialist, I guess?
Yep. Watch him roll two ones now.
Yeah, hold on.
I mean, I would hope it would still do it. Because he already took damage.
Yeah, he took 4 damage.
I just rolled a total of 6.
And that is just enough.
Plus the 3 for this, so 9. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you definitely hit him through the other hip, but you hit him so hard that you connect both holes to, like, just skewer him hip to hip. you have a long sword and a short sword, right?
Short sword.
Two short swords.
No, it's 2 short swords.
All right. Yeah, a short sword is long enough, but you can go hip to hip. Oh, 2.5 feet long.
Yeah.
Skewer. Cool. Skewer time.
I can't see what's going on over there, but it sounded squishy.
Alrighty. After Rufus, it's the three remaining orcs. The one that was going up the stairs dashes and goes out of your sight. He's no longer within your vision range. The other three, 2 of them shoot Rufus, and 1 of them shoots Silas. Even though you're behind the car, they're trying to take a shot at you. With disadvantage. What's your armor?
14.
That one hits.
Such a scary question.
3 points of damage.
I'm down.
Oh no!
Great, I'm gonna be doing this all alone. We're dead.
No, Randall's still alive.
You put like 1 hit and he's down again.
That was 2 hits.
I think you're back at full health.
Yes, I'm back at full health.
Great. Rufus, 2 of them are shooting at you because they think that guy's slowed down. What's your armor class?
14.
1 of them hits you for 2 health.
I'm dropping my pencil.
Roll low on the guy who has HP to spare. Hitting me with.
Well, if they keep 6... doing that, we might survive.
All right. Now it's Randall.
So I get hit by these crossbows, I go out, I come back, I see Silas diving behind this little vehicle, so I have to start shooting my cartridge towards it, and when I'm within range, I will firebolt one of the...
Go for it. The three crossbow dudes are still unharmed, so...
I'll get the one that's furthest away.
You can't do something that's more like fire splode all of them? Because that would be really useful right now.
At 5th level.
Damn it. It's so far away.
Is that a 20?
That's a natural 20.
Nice!
That is a 20.
It's 2d10 damage. That's very likely a dead orc.
Well, I mean, unless I roll 2 single
digits. Why are you going to do that to us?
That is going to be a 14.
Oh, he's dead. You blow him up pretty much. Like, you burn the metal parts of his chest and shoulder. Just like turn cinder red, and he collapses, grasping his chest, and just like stops moving.
Nice. And then I'll get over to Silas, and I'll steady his clockstridge and hide out there for my next turn.
All right. After Randall, Silas, make yourself a death saving throw there, honey.
God damn it! It's a 9.
Wow, so close. Remember, Randall and Rufus, you both have the Bardic Inspiration, so if you need it, it's available.
Do they both have Bardic Inspiration? I gave one to Randall.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You didn't...
I didn't get to give one to Rufus because Randall
you went
was
down.
Down.
Yeah, it's true. My bad.
Do we have any healing potions?
I have 1 in my inventory, I think, don't I? Oh, no.
I don't have any notes.
No, that was on the other game.
Yeah.
That other character from the other game had, like 2.
Test games, yeah.
Yeah. Whoops.
Are you certain you don't have any healing potions?
Yes.
Yeah, no, we didn't. They did not outfit us with anything. All we do know, though, is
we
that
have the oil for the
clock taste like almond sarsaparilla.
No, those are the green juices, I thought.
No, we weren't drinking the green juice.
Like, that's the oil for our clock stretch.
Yeah, I have a bunch of oils for the. Yeah.
I thought.
Well, it's presumably your turn. Let's.
I thought Hank and Manuela gave you access to the inventory, which had items from the player's handbook that you could pick items there that were out of the player's handbook.
I thought it was just a stash of weapons.
Yeah.
All right. So
I thought you said weapons.
I was real curious why we were going up against six things that had distance on us. So apparently it's because Gato didn't remember to give us our potions.
No, I also picture this encounter being more of a shootout than you guys running up to the bad guys.
How is it going to be a shootout?
Because there's a bunch of like things to hide behind, but never mind. I guess I should have been a little bit more vivid about the carts and the...
Well, on the plus side, it's very low stress for me at this point.
All right.
All right, Dave, save my life. I'm the hero, you know.
Dave, it is your turn. I'm sorry, Rufus.
Okie dokie.
There's two of them left right now.
Two of them left. I guess I just go over to them and start hitting one with my sword that I have in my... Oh, wait. Whatever. I've been doing this wrong. My short sword was in my offhand. I've been using my main hand, which was supposed to be my rapier, which is a D8, not a D6.
Oh.
It's not like it mattered until now. Alright, we'll just pretend I've been using the rapier the whole time. They're just as dead, right? Okay, so I attack it. That's a total of 15 to hit.
That hits.
Does that hit it?
Yeah, that's
okay.
A hit.
Cool. Where's that D8?
Sweet D8.
Okay, the die landed on top of other dice, so I'm going to reroll. And I still got a 3, so that's a total of 6.
Nice. By the way, now that they don't have the mechanical hands-on, I recommend that you pull out your other sword, because there's no risk of them trying to drag you out of your horse. It will still make it hard for you if you're like going through some difficult terrain, or if someone's trying to like actively take you out of the mount.
But because they put on crossbows instead of hands.
Yeah, they only have like their regular humanoid arm that is not
they
as...
They probably have disadvantage to pull you off.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe I will just also attack with the short sword in my offhand. And that's a total of 16 to hit.
Wow, Rufus for the kill.
Right? Well, we'll see what I roll.
Oh, because this is just...
Damage is a total of 4.
And that is
that's
enough.
Gonna do it.
That's going to do it, yeah.
I win!
The screaming I win, dancing over his...
He has one joy in life, okay?
Killing things.
The last...
I'm conscious to watch you murder. We're going to have a talk about this.
The last guy with a crossbow looks at his dead mates and just looks up at you with a little fear in his eyes like, holy shit, we did... Not calculate this, right?
Go get the lieutenant!
And he disengages and moves up 30 feet away from you. Randall.
Well, I don't have any healing potions, otherwise I would shove it down my friend's mouth, so I'm going to stabilize him.
All right, make a medicine roll.
I think I have that trained. Oh, I do have it trained.
Yay.
So first aid. You're putting pressure on the wounds, wrapping it up with a broken piece of your t-shirt.
16.
Yep. Silas, you are no longer dying. Remove all of your death saving throws, and you are at 0 HP.
It removes my death saves?
Yeah. Yep. Once you stabilize, the death saves get reset.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they stick around and make your life miserable.
Oh, no. That would be horrible.
Yeah, that sounds mean.
Yeah, that's just rude. It's like, you almost died this morning, so if you sneeze tonight...
You died.
You did.
Say your heart stops when you sneeze.
Well, I guess for my turn... I'm, like, fading in and out of consciousness, and I just look up at Randall. Did I do okay?
You did great.
You are a great meme.
Well, that's the end of my turn.
All right, Rufus. The guy's 30
There's
feet
the
away
one
from
left,
you.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I just look at it, and I go, I bet you wish you'd gotten your lieutenant, huh? And then I charge him and attack him.
Our friend is dying here.
Okay. Attack him. Whoa. Okay, wait. Are we gonna count that? It landed on a pillow. It's kind of crooky.
You missed the box.
Yeah, you missed the box.
Okay. Okay, so that's a, what is that, 21 to hit.
Wow. So, have you missed anything tonight?
Not yet. And damage, okay, damage is only a 4.
Only a 4? Oh, God forbid.
Is that 4 total or
4? 4 total.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about your
offhand? And my offhand, is he not? Is he still alive?
He's still alive, yeah. Okay. This is the first time he gets hit.
Offhand, that's an 18 to hit. I'm really good tonight. This is insane. And a total of 9 damage.
This is not D&D anymore. This is just Dave killing things for pleasure.
Do you do... I don't think it matters mathematically for whether or not he dies. But do you do your modifier on your offhand? Or like, do you have something special for that?
I think he's...
I got dual wielding.
Yeah, he's a human. Human with a feat.
Neat.
Yeah.
Solid.
You...
Woo-hoo.
He is fricasseed.
So as you dash on top of it,
that was me doing swords in multiple directions when I did the sound effects. Like,
this is very much that anime moment when you like when you run past an enemy and just like do a very dramatic slash and you stop and they just drop chopped in 3 pieces.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you did just now.
They like start talking to say you missed, and then their face like falls into pieces while they're doing it.
So for now, it's like a little break.
His last words are, "Don't freeze me, bro."
Let's take a little break here, guys. Let's go to some commercials, some good services.
We have commercials? Be right back.
Yeah, we do. We do now. I have to go pee.
And cut.
Hi, this is everyone's favorite Dominican Ewok NDM, Herman. I just wanted to let you know that this episode ran a little long, so I have to cut it in half. What will happen next time? Find out in 2 weeks.